Lee Vonderesh, who talked to us Thursday, has worked under five governors, starting under Governor Norm Bangular. She was in the Department of Community and Economic Development for a year and a half. Then she headed up the Utah Film Commission for 20 years, a natural fit since she started with Sun Classics, the movie company that was based in Park City in the 70s and 80s. She said one step forward the state has made was to show they had more than southern Utah locations, usually the backdrop for westerns.
The thinking at that time was, oh, yeah, if you want to do a western, there's Red Rock in Utah, shoot it in Utah. So my mission at that time was to show that the state has such a tremendous variety of locations and that it could be used for more than just westerns, which is what we focused on. We focused on showing rural America. We focused on showing great architecture. We focused on showing the resort town of Park City and the alpine settings. And then also concurrently to that, is there was a great crew base that was built because of Sun Classic and also because of Bonneville Media and a lot of things that were, the church was doing. So the real focus and mission was Utah has a tremendous variety of locations, not just Red Rock. Also, it had tremendous crew base and terrific actors, the work ethic unparalleled, and also the accessibility to Los Angeles.
The state also decided to offer tax incentives for film production, but with a twist.
The thing that I think the state has done, state of Utah has done more smartly than perhaps other states with their incentive programs is to say it'll be post-performance. So the money isn't given in advance. It's given after we've received their dollars in the state. So it made it a more sound program. And it has made us far more competitive. And I think as you look at the increase in films and television that has occurred in the last, certainly in the last year with Lone Ranger and a number of other things coming in, it's definitely made the difference.
Utah is a right-to-work state, but Vonderesh said her message was that union and non-union workers both in Utah had something to offer the film industry.
Yes, we are a right-to-work state, but I think people need choice. And it's no different from saying, I want to choose to work only on commercials, or I want to choose to work in television, or I want to choose to work in features. And I felt it incumbent upon us to not stress that union, non-union, so much as there is a tremendous workforce base, whatever you would want to hire in the state. And certainly the Screen Actors Guild has representatives, and you know the acting talent was there as well.
The state is moving forward on studio space with the Granite High School campus converted to a facility in the Salt Lake Valley and Raleigh Studios approved for space at Quinn's Junction. However, Vonderesh said the production facilities are moving to a new level.
With the digital technology that's come on, it's important to have, you know, something a little bit more than a converted warehouse. We have a lot of digital media companies in the state that are doing great work. I know the Granite School people, I've talked to them, they're very excited about a very holistic, integrated approach to using that high school for teaching, training, equipment, housing, and also as production offices. So it's exciting to see that, and certainly with Raleigh and what they want to do, it gives you extra cachet.
She said people in Utah are receptive to film production.
They're not jaded about making movies. They're very accepting. They work with people. You know, you don't hear the backlash of some areas where they get, you know, a little uptight and start charging fees that are higher. It's a collaborative effort with a lot of partners that is making great things happen in the state.
Last but not least is the Sundance Film Festival. She commended the vision of Robert Redford and the efforts of the Park City community, which make the festival a world-renowned event. In 2005, she was appointed to head up the Office of Tourism, while neighboring states like Colorado and Nevada have more money to promote visitation. She said Utah has taken some steps forward also.
One of the great things about what we've been able to do with the legislative funding is to have a PR campaign to talk about something other than letting the messaging drive us with the liquor law. I mean, to have Travel and Leisure in 2011 pick Utah as the destination for Travel and Leisure magazine is tremendous. And that, you know, hats off to St. Regis and the Montage and the Waldorf and, of course, Deer Valley and Park City and the Canyons, all of them ranked so high. all of that adds to the fact that Utah gets looked at as the premier global destination.
Lee Von Der Esch, the outgoing director of the Utah Office of Tourism. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.